Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the end of your year. I got a text this morning coming in that said, Happy 2026. I am ringing in the new year right now. And that is because it was from a friend of mine in Japan. So it is already 2026 in many parts of the world, but we still have a few hours left. And that is a reminder to you that if you are going to be a difference maker in 2025, you still have time. And we're here to do the same. How are we going to be difference makers for the rest of 2025? Brad and I have compiled the dumbest segments of the year.
Well,
is it the dumbest or is it just the funniest?
It's the funniest.
We said what we were looking for was the funniest segments of our entire year, and this is the best we could find. So I'm not saying every moment of this 3 hours is perfect, but at least every segment's going to have something that we remembered from it and said, oh, that was a good one. So we're going to get started here right away, and I'll tell you what's coming up in this hour. X's and Y's. Featuring a moment where we talked about why do women go to the bathroom together.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you'll hear about the origins of Gary Vood. If you don't remember that character, it's a reporter from the 1940s who talks really fast and gets in the press room. That came about from a segment we'll play for you back here. But first, we're going to play for you How to Survive an Alien Attack.
I've seen more chatter on social media from people who don't normally talk about politics. Be like, I'm going to go get my maple syrup. You know, like just like trying to show a solidarity with
yeah,
our
that'll go a long way.
Northern brothers.
From Vermont.
And
yeah. Wait a minute. Shoot.
Just giving you the opportunity to weigh in on this. You can tell us if you love it, hate it, or if you're indifferent on the Andy Fry YouTube live chat bowl. Aliens.
You want to survive now? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-mm.
You're still going to just walk right into the beam.
She's still giving.
No,
by
the
way,
I'm not going to the beam. I'm going away from the beam.
No, I'm not talking. And I'm not talking about the beam that brings you up into
yeah,
the spaceship. I'm talking about the beam that just
terrible
slices
advice.
You in half.
You're telling us that your advice to survive an alien attack is to go up in the beam.
No, don't go toward the light. Is what I'm saying. In many circumstances, you'll survive longer if you do not go toward the light.
Like a mosquito and a bug zapper.
Yes, that is you.
Did you guys
and
have bug
aliens.
Zappers? Have you ever? Did
oh
you ever
yeah,
grow
we
up
had
right
one
a
when I was
zapper?
A kid.
Oh yeah,
they were fun.
Ethan, you know what a bug zapper is?
I know. We never owned one, but I had friends that had them.
Did you call it that?
Yeah, I think so.
In fact,
it is a sound of my youth. Yeah, just electrocuting bugs.
Yeah, you felt like you were the king.
Yeah,
freshman
well,
year,
my dad, I guess, did.
Freshman year when I didn't have my license, one of my friend's moms would.
This is a great story.
Would have to pick us up from school.
Pee us up.
And
this is what I missed when I was in Washington, D.C. This is what brought me back home.
That's, I think, the first time I
Caitlin
can remember
Collins
really
wasn't
just
having
breaking,
these kind of conversations.
Breaking. Oh, man.
And they had a...
She's got to power through, Ethan.
They had a bug zapper, and us 14-year-old guys would take turns smacking each other with the bug zapper.
So you had the racket versions.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, I got this for a gift for, I think, my dad a few Christmases ago, and I'm like, this is going to be the greatest gift ever. It was one of those mobile bug zappers that you can walk around with and just hit bugs with.
Growing up, ours was one that you hung up.
Yeah,
on
ours was too.
And it just would zip.
Yep. You know what else would help with attracting mosquitoes away from you is if you hung up a bag
it's called repelling.
Of blood.
Attracting them.
You are one
you.
Of the aliens. This is a trap. It's a trap.
Anyway, back to the content that you came for.
Where? I'll be right back. I gotta go find it.
These are the top ways to survive an alien invasion. So I told you where you want to be and where you don't want to be in the last segment.
Heaven.
And there was so much to this that we said, we got to come back and do the rest. So here are the
exactly
top ways
happened.
To survive the alien invasion, really no matter where you are. Number 10, there's 10 of these, be peaceful.
Okay.
When aliens do arrive, yeah. We were talking about this, motivation.
This is like what AOC would say.
Yeah, this is what
just
a good actress says.
Welcome them with love.
Yes. Yeah, any good leftist politician
slowly
or actress. Slowly
approach them and hug them.
Asks first, what is my motivation?
What if they immediately say they want to kill you?
Well, listen, it says first, we should give them the benefit of the doubt until they attack.
Okay.
So
okay.
First, communication
be
will be
nice
essential.
Be nice to them until they attack?
Yeah, you got to let them make
they
the first move,
they have to make
move,
the first move.
Says.
Okay.
Best way to reach understanding
it's
is
like
through
Donald
peace.
Donald Trump's doctrine.
But if the aliens have already begun to invade Earth, then you're going to have to pivot that strategy.
How do you know if it's invasion?
That's why communication is important with the aliens.
What if you can't?
You're the one that said we couldn't communicate with them last
segment.
Yeah,
see, they're making this up as they go, Ethan.
These
they don't really know.
These are different types of aliens. These are different types of
aliens.
These are
northern aliens.
See, making peace is exactly what an alien scout would want you to try to do so you were easier to get.
See, yeah. Brad knows it.
The ones I was talking about last time came from Universe West. This is Universe East.
UW.
And from which direction you leave the Earth? I can't really tell. The Earth is a globe.
It's the UW so, Warriors.
I don't know which way is west or east. But I can tell you there's a difference between these aliens.
West is left.
The first ones are trans-dimensional. These are R-dimensional. Just for clarification. Number 9.
Absolutely nothing has been clarified.
After you realize that, these things are here to kill, you need to obtain a weapon.
Oh,
okay, peace didn't work, and the
false.
Aliens clearly have bad intentions. You need to go get a weapon.
The
what
first
a kitchen
thing you
work.
Do is you have a weapon, and you conceal it. And yep. Then you determine if they're peaceful.
Unless you're in Texas, you can just walk around with them.
Well, maybe they don't go to Texas first.
You're right about... Or UK, you're not going to have any swords to fight off the aliens. So you need to get anything you can. Ethan, you just mentioned the big knife. Yes. That's
from your
fine.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Now, if you're talking about the aliens and your hand-to-hand combat, that's a great way to go about it. If you're talking about them in the spaceships, not as good. You can try throwing it, though, if you want. Number 8. Find a gas mask and hazmat suit. It doesn't really tell you
how.
I
have one of those things.
It just says find a gas mask and a hazmat suit. The aliens will likely be one step ahead. Okay, they'll be a few steps ahead. Let's be honest. They'll know more about our world than you think they will. That's why you need a hazmat suit, because
do
the
aliens,
air will be contaminated.
Do aliens on their alien planets talk about what's going to happen when the aliens come? And like, what if it's Earthlings? Do they just automatically assume we're going to be smarter than them?
As an Earthling, I can tell you that that's all they talk about.
I feel like our solar system might be the part of the universe that aliens roll up their windows and lock their doors as they fly by on their spaceships.
Why?
Not true. We have corn. and soy beans.
Corn makes whiskey.
Yep, whiskey makes my lady.
Baby.
Baby. A little frisky.
Feel a little frisky.
And that's what the aliens are after. And that's what we need to be very careful of. That's
they're
how
after
we,
our women.
That's how we had nothing.
They're after our women.
Yeah, they're after our women.
I'm ready to fight.
That's why I told you I wanted to go see Jesus.
That's right, yeah.
This will be the worst.
You're trying to avoid the Nephilim. That's what happened.
I mean, yeah.
So don't get drunk if there's an alien invasion because you're going to find out why they're here.
I hope the White House press corps is not listening right now. Go on.
The whole press corps?
Yeah. They're sitting around waiting for something to do.
Like, nobody's walking up to
that
lady.
Like, who was that Midwesterner?
Well, who let her in?
Let's pull that up and see what she does for real. I don't believe it.
She must be new media. Number 7. Get out of the city. Why are you still in the city? Go, go, go. The aliens will crush our biggest cities first.
This is pretty
contradicting.
This is contradicting the last article.
Western Virginia.
I agree with you.
Not West Virginia, though.
This is inconsistent.
That's almost heaven.
Number 6. Avoid meteorites and their crash sites. Given that aliens come from space.
You're going to outrun them? Here's the question.
You'll need to avoid areas that have been affected by space objects.
When you see the meteorite coming, it's crashing, and you see it. Do you try to outrun it in the direction that it's coming, or do you try to cross path? If it's coming at you from the right, do you try to go left so that it misses you?
Oh my gosh, that's such a naive question.
Go on.
No, you run opposite the direction of the meteorite.
Whichever
you run away
direction from
it. It's coming, you go the other way. That was number 6.
But it's coming at you, so it'd be coming in the same, it'd be making the same movement towards you that you were running in. How are you going to be able to judge if you can the landing spot?
Meteorites move fast. The speed at which you run is so negligible compared to the speed of a meteorite.
So you're saying run away.
Just get away from it. Which whatever
but your speed
whatever
is
whatever direction you can run. If you're like, that way's a ravine, that way's a road, go to the road.
What I think, your best bet, I think you're going to get squashed by this meteorite if you see it coming, but I think your best bet is to run in the direction towards it so it goes over the top because it's not going to just land. It doesn't just land straight down, right? It's going to crash and create distance when it lands.
I think you're overestimating your speed.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to outrun the meteorite. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Do
yes.
I need to draw a picture?
I think there's a better chance.
I get what you're saying.
It's a roll of the dice.
Right, but you're looking to mobilize the asteroid's speed to yours because when you're running toward it, it's heading at you.
I'm going
to
run towards it and right at the end slide. So that it crashes over my head and just misses me.
This is what I was afraid of.
That we wouldn't take you seriously?
I'm not going to move. I'm just going to stand still.
You're going to say, what are the odds that it would hit me right in this
place?
I'm
going to give it a good old salute. And if I make it, I make it. And if I don't, I don't.
You grab that cross necklace you're wearing and...
Yep. Give it a little kiss.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And you say, twos.
Listen, okay, joking over. Not only
probably
could
not.
These sites, these meteorite crash sites, be highly toxic, they could be planned by the aliens. They could also be part of some larger plan, some sort of hub or cocoon for alien life forms. I mean, yes, joking, but like, listen. Number 5.
I thought you said we weren't joking around anymore.
How big are these butterflies going to be that come from this cocoon?
I mean, God help
you
us.
You get one more point.
They can fly and they go in your mouth. You're just gone. Just let it go.
You're gone. It's gone.
Yeah. Let's hope that your eternal soul is ready to run.
You know Jesus.
Number 5. Find a way to hide/camouflage yourself.
Why isn't that the first thing you do?
You got to get out of the city first.
After you ran to the city.
And then you got to cover yourself in twigs. If you're out of the big city, you need to adapt to your environment. Aliens could potentially have technology that identifies human movements. But you could still try to hide.
I just imagine Ryan trying to cover himself one by one with like 4-inch long twigs.
I need more twigs.
Kids, get more twigs.
Dad, cover me up.
Dad's kind of big.
How many other points do you have? List them.
Number 4, seek military aid.
You just said 5. Are you going backwards?
I'm going backwards.
Oh.
It's like David Letterman. Number 3.
We got to number 4 before you realized that.
Be a cunning linguist. Because then you might be able to communicate with the aliens, maybe even through symbols. Number two.
It's like, I'm drawing a smiley face question mark? Scary face question mark?
I'm going to draw a woman like the bathroom signal and then put an X through it. Like, do not take our women. That's against our rules.
Man, now would be a good time to lean into the multi-gender.
Hey, yeah.
I am not a woman.
I don't know.
verdict
I don't identify as that.
Out.
I could maybe carry a little alien baby, but you don't know. Number two.
I don't think you know their skills. Go on.
Scavenge or steal their technology like China.
China part you added.
I did say that
Just
part.
Checking.
That's not in the article. You need to find ways to rip off the aliens, steal their stuff, and maybe use it against them. So this is where the hand-to-hand combat comes in, Ethan. So have a knife, stab them, take their utility belt.
Only if it's hand-to-hand.
Number one, last one, most important. Destroy the mothership.
Again, I kind of feel like that should be number one.
First and foremost, focus on destroying the alien headquarters, which is the mothership. Hopefully they're all linked and they daisy chain explode, but we don't know.
In the words of my generation, up yours! And then you solve the problem.
We are donezo.
I know. That's why I'm cutting my losses at the beginning. And
I was hoping to change your mind by the end of the segment. Apparently I failed.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
It's about time.
Yeah, it is.
Next time, would you be a little more prepared so you can do it at 12:45?
Well, if the new White House press secretary wouldn't have bumped me. I would have been right on time.
How rude of her.
Yeah. I know. We'll write a letter and we'll maybe go into the press room and actually ask that question.
Good thought.
Why do you do this at 12?
We talked about on Friday doing a poll of which Annie Fry Show member should we send to be in the White House press corps? Who would you want to see?
I would lobby heavily for that.
Who would you send?
Who
would you send?
Me.
Okay.
I would also send Ryan.
Yeah.
I said, I think it would be close between Ryan and me, and the more you listen to the show, the more likely you are to pick Ryan.
Yeah, I'd wave real hard every time, Carolyn, and I'd be like,
hi.
Is that a podium or a lectern?
No. A podium. That's exactly what you would say.
A podium instead of a
podium. Might accidentally leave your name off that.
That one really got you.
Whoops.
A podium. That's probably like discriminatory in some way.
Is that a podium? No, sir. This is a podium. All right.
And then those two options, I'm going to go with lectern.
Furious scribbling in my notes. Like, oh, it's a podium. Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Right. Very much.
Will you just go on behalf of the Mark Cox Show?
Yeah. Ryan Wiggins, Mark Cox Show.
If you're going to ask a good question, you put the Annie Fry Show shirt on. If you're asking about podiums, Mark Cox Morning Show here.
Is that a lectern?
Lectern.
What is that?
Just pronounce words wrong constantly, but make the question sound somewhat smart.
Oh, Gary Vood. Gary Vood.
Gary Vood. Gary Vood.
Callet Plenzer.
Callet Plenzer.
What's the matter with you?
Had quite an hour.
It's been a day.
Hi, Gary Vood, Mark Cox Show.
Park Mux.
Careful. It's going to turn bad and we're not going to know it until it's too late.
Uh-oh. What just happened? As you're standing up there at the podium every day.
Does the dump button work? Do we even know?
Are you using a binder? Blinder? What are those called? All right. Anyway. This is Wiggins America.
Sheesh.
And what I have here is a news story.
We
so
can
this
tell.
Whole thing is based on a real news story out of Connecticut.
Anytime he prefaces this like multiple times with "this is real news,"
yeah,
you
it
know
makes
you're
you question
in for,
the other ones.
You're in for something. Gary Vood.
Gary Vood, Annie Fry Show.
That's who you should be,
Gary Vood.
Gary Vood.
Gary Vood. Why is your tie so short? I got it at the discount store.
Half off?
Yeah, it was half off. Man, these are good.
No, they're not. No,
this tie? Oh, it was half off. Why do you... comes down to my lower rib cage. I'm not even trying. Why is this happening? Stop it.
Because you're very mid. Keep going.
No, I'm not. I'm Gary Vood. All right. This is...
Mary Vid.
This is a real story out of Connecticut
that's
again.
That's the third time that he's reiterated that this is not
from
crap.
From State Senator Martin Looney.
Is that his actual name?
Yes, okay. It is. If he gets his way, moviegoers in Connecticut will be able to avoid all the preliminaries, the trailers, and all the ads, and arrive just in time for a film. He is proposing a bill that would require movie theaters to advertise both the scheduled start time for the movie and the advertisements so you know when the movie itself starts. And this article reads much differently if you put "the" in front of his name. The Looney has proposed a bill. So anyway, that's real news. I don't know if it'll actually become a law in Connecticut, but it had me wondering. Had me wondering.
Good night. What? It just occurred to me I'm not listening to anything you're saying except for the words that don't make sense.
I can tell.
People are making donations. I need to help.
That's great. That's great. For every donation you make. Very good. No. Gary Vood.
Gary Vood. You messed up the mess up. Up.
Yeah. Maybe that's the trick.
Or did I? I really don't know anymore. These are 11. Who cares? The setup doesn't matter. All anybody's going to remember is me in the White House press room
and that
calling
these,
myself
and that these are
Gary
real
Vood.
Stories.
These are 11 rules everyone should follow in movie theaters.
Oh my God.
Man, we worked hard for this one. Keep going.
We got there. It only took 5 minutes.
Don't stop now.
5 minutes of setup.
People are on the edge of their seats.
That's one of the things you shouldn't do.
Oh.
It says, put your butt all the way in it.
Mm.
That's what it says. This is from Reader's Digest. Movie theater etiquette. Number one, arrive on time. I want to know
what
if
is
you guys.
On time?
Well, that's the question: is are you arriving during the trailers? Is that okay? Are you arriving before they all start?
How much time between movie start? Movie starts at 7 p.m. That's the time on the list. You book the 7 p.m. show. What time is the movie starting?
7:20.
I was going to say 7:25 at the latest, but definitely 20 minutes of.
Yeah.
Commercials and previews.
I'm arriving somewhere in between there. I'm never there right at 7, but I know that I have a little bit of that buffer time. So, you know, somewhere around probably 7:10 I'm showing up, I would say.
And that's fine. I think because once the movie starts is when it becomes a problem.
Correct.
If you're shuffling in front of people or you can't find a seat because it's very full.
Right.
And you're trying to figure that out during the movie, then it's a problem.
I only go to the movies anymore when... you can reserve your seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know that there's a good chance it's going to be full, then I think you have a greater responsibility to get there closer to on time, though. I feel like I don't see a lot of, like...
But on time is...
I would say, like, closer to, like, the start of even...
Whatever the showtime says.
The show itself.
Yes. If you know, if it's, like, an early release or it's only a couple days out or it's opening night, I mean, I'm getting there early to make sure, one, that I have a seat, but also that I'm being considerate of others.
The second one is share the armrest fairly. If you're sitting next to somebody that you don't know, I don't even use the armrest.
That's what I would say. If you're sitting next to somebody.
If you're what?
I stopped. I didn't. I only got the first two letters out, and I backtracked fast.
Usually in those situations,
really
there's
both.
Not even an armrest.
Really both.
There's usually a wall.
If that's happening, you leave.
If you're doing that next to somebody and you can see their face, I'd say just get out.
What is happening? Nothing.
Not just sitting next to somebody.
Stop
but,
it. I corrected myself. I did not Gary Voot it.
Dude, this is one for the best of.
No.
What the heck is happening?
No.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No.
Oh, Gary Voot.
Best of the worst?
It's great.
I think tomorrow's theme should be Gary Voot Day.
Yeah.
I do too. What do you think he looks like? I think he has a mustache.
That's the question.
It's character day, I will add, here on the Andy Fry Show as we celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week. We will reveal our characters at the 2 p.m. hour.
Yeah,
some hints
huge
maybe,
reveal.
Maybe, some hints maybe already in the works.
Do you share the armrest real quick before we move on to that one?
With a stranger?
Yeah.
No.
Do you even use it at all?
No. Well,
no.
Only if they're willing to hold hands.
I usually sit next to my wife when I go to the movies.
Well, what about the other seat?
Yeah,
it's not a two-person theater.
Like you, well, like you guys,
it's
we always get
room.
An aisle seat.
I don't get an aisle seat. I want the middle seat.
I want the seat on the end.
Well, but then your wife's going to have to share the armrest with somebody then.
Those ones that are reserved are usually two seat.
Oh, you're talking,
and it's a double.
Not every theater has that though.
Mine does.
How about
you're
this
better
one?
Than us? I tell you what, right now, this is one I got to deal with every single time. Be courteous if you're tall. If you're tall,
why?
It's important to be sensitive.
Because you're so short and you can't see above the tall people.
No, this is something that I just know. People are like, oh my gosh, this huge guy's in front of me, and I'm that guy.
huge
be
guy.
Sensitive to the smaller folks around you.
Folks.
Always consider
folks.
Who you'll be potentially blocking. This is good advice, not just in a movie theater,
These
but in
church. These
are
all reminders as to why I don't go to movie theaters.
It means a lot to Ryan.
Mm-hmm. It means a lot when people are like,
stop.
Sir, you're too tall. And
stop
I'm like,
blocking
oh,
him.
Oh, stop.
Stop blocking
it's
him.
It's like IDing me
can't
for alcohol.
See.
It's that ladder you stand on.
Sir, can you move your ladder? Oh, really? This old thing? Okay.
Didn't realize it was even here.
Silence your phone. This one seems pretty obvious in a movie theater.
That should be number one.
Make your bathroom trip as discreet as possible.
Dun 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 dun.
Who doesn't?
Dun, dun, dun,
mm-hmm.
dun, dun, dun.
Well, Annie leaves like a spy when she has to go to the bathroom.
Nobody knows though.
Really?
Yeah, a wire comes down from the ceiling and she just floats up.
That's I can't decide if that's discreet or not.
It's very discreet if you're sitting in front of her. Because you never see.
You don't have to hear, excuse
now,
me,
behind,
sorry, excuse me.
If you're sitting behind her, you're like, what the heck just happened?
Live action.
A woman just went to the
3D.
Ceiling.
I sit in the back row.
But she tries to be nice. As she's going up, she goes, gotta pee.
Annie, that's so considerate
so
of you.
Weird.
How loud does she say it?
No, stop asking questions about this. Don't.
I'm entertained.
pick up your garbage. at the end. Pick up your garbage.
Do people pick up their garbage?
I never do. I thought that was a standard thing.
I will pick up, if we go and the family is with us and you got kids and you got popcorn, there's popcorn on the floor. I'm not picking the popcorn up the floor.
Right.
But I will throw away our popcorn and our soda cups and stuff like that.
Well, that's fair.
Especially the things that we snuck in so that nobody knows.
Yeah.
We gotta be really secret about that,
too. We don't even serve chewy nerds. What are these doing here?
When you guys were little, did you ever get nervous at the thought of, like, what if they catch me? Or, like, even after, like, what if I get in trouble for this?
Yeah.
That was, I mean, like,
she still gets nervous.
What if they're going to catch me? What if they're going to come get me after I leave?
You charge me $100 to go see a bad Moana 2.
What if they ban me from the theater?
I'll pay you for this food, and you pay me back my money for the
movie. That would not be Gary Wood.
She's still, like, the teenagers walking through the aisles going, oh, well, you didn't bring that. You didn't get that here, did you? She's like, oh, my gosh, everybody hide.
You're like every cartoon teenager that's not a main character ever.
Quick, gotta pee.
Last one. Last one is don't chat about the movie in the lobby. This seems a bit extreme. I would say don't chat about
the
movie.
And then at the end where the guy, the lead, dies?
Oh, I guess that's why.
Well, we could do that, but like make stuff up. We could get at that.
People don't hang out in the lobby.
Can you believe he was a vampire? You're like, that's Pride and Prejudice.
We could get into fake, fights about things across the whole hall there and just spoil everything, and then people go in and then they're really surprised because it's not what happened. It's like charity.
That's true. This whole thing is a PSA for you to not talk during the movie, please.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
X's and Y's.
So Molly on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page said, this probably isn't a Ryan and Brad related question, and I'm adding in maybe it's an Ethan question about boys and men. Why are boys that are typically Gen Z and younger wearing such short athletic shorts? Annie, I know your son's a freshman, so maybe you can weigh in, but I just don't get it. The length of shorts for Brad and Ryan when you guys were in high school, where did shorts come to?
Very baggy.
Was it Allen Iverson who would wear them his mid-calf, basically?
Yeah, I don't think it was just him.
But he was kind of famous.
He's the
for
one
it.
That kind of him and the Fab Five from Michigan, they set off the big shorts thing.
How long? So you wore them big and baggy?
Yeah.
Same.
All pants when I was in high school.
Yeah.
All pants were baggy.
Ethan, how short are your shorts?
We had a name for those
kind
of shorts.
And why are you like the way that you are?
So, actually, this has changed from like when I was in middle school and early high school to where it is now. Because I remember actually in middle school getting made fun of for having shorts that were too short.
And where did they hit you?
Right above, barely above the knee cap. Barely.
So you showed your knee?
Yeah.
And that was too short?
That was too short.
So then you graduated high school, and then what?
Well,
how short were they then?
I wouldn't say it was a little bit before that, but at some point along the way, I think it's when, like, at one point, like, remember when Simply Southern started getting really popular? Like, that style of clothing?
Mm-hmm.
During that point, guys, I guess, started getting more into, like, shorter and shorter and shorter, to where now it is I think it's just showing that styles and trends of fashion change, and right now, like, short is what's in.
So the shorts that you wear, you're 24. The shorts that you wear, mm-hmm, out and about in the summer, how short are they?
I mean, like,
if you put your hands down by your side, would they be longer than your middle fingers?
If you put your hands in your pants, where they come out the bottom?
Brian.
They are longer than, like, as I put my...
Are you wearing shorts right now?
No.
Oh. We all are. That's why they have to shoot us from the waist up on these cameras.
As I put my hands by my side, they're still longer than, like, my hands.
Middle
down
fingers?
To, like, down to, like, mid-quad, probably.
What's the shortest pair of shorts, Ryan, that you own?
I have a pair. These are, like, way ahead of their time right now. They're called inverted shorts.
Josh.
So they actually are so short that there's nothing up here, but
it's
they're
a banana
only
hammock
from the knee down.
You wear the shorts over your shoulders.
Uh-huh. They're tough to walk around in.
That's why you got fired from the Dave Glover Show.
I got fired from a lot of jobs because of those inverted shorts.
It looks like, as I look online here, 5-inch inseam, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Tends to be what the popular trend is. And I would say that's probably where most of my shorts are.
Baseball and soccer players, for sure, kind of push that trend. I actually do like the above the knee, a couple inches above the knee for men, more than I like the 90s version of
I do, too. I think the
pants.
90s version looks stupid
it
and
does.
Ugly.
It does.
Hell, hold on.
It does.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
Stupid
and, still
and
wear
ugly.
It was cool when we did it.
Not anymore.
Says the old people in the room. Yeah.
Do you ever tight roll your shorts?
Attacked.
Nobody tight rolls shorts. Stop asking him questions
Try
that
it.
He wouldn't.
What does that
Try
mean?
Tight roll your shorts.
Is it just
like
what
it
sounds like?
I'll explain how to tight roll your pants later. But now everybody's pants have elastic on the bottom of them, so it's kind of built in. Anyway, next question.
Remember last week or the last time we did this segment?
It sounds like it's going to be personal.
When we were talking about, do girls like bad boys?
Mm-hmm.
What was the ultimate answer to that?
Yes.
Yes, because they want to change them. They want to tame the beast.
That was...
It's not because they want to change them. And you're going to say it's the same thing, and you're going to be wrong if you do.
I was
going
to say, that's what I took it as.
It's not that they want to change them. It's they want to be the reason that they no longer are bad.
Okay.
They don't want to
but
change
isn't that,
them.
How is that
the
any
reason
different?
That they changed.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for clarifying what I just said.
Yeah, there's zero difference.
It's the exact same thing.
None of you are bad boys.
Well, that was one of my questions is...
Are you a bad boy?
What makes a bad boy, and are we bad boys?
Well, I was going to say, we're all married. Maybe we were.
Yeah, you don't know.
I am factually certain that none of you were bad boys.
Speak for yourself.
I also was not a bad boy. I will speak for myself.
Were you a bad boy?
How did we find
a girl? No, Ethan wasn't a bad boy. Are you kidding me?
No, absolutely not.
Ethan is the opposite of a bad boy.
I was such a goody-goody.
Yes.
It feels weird to keep saying bad boy. Are you a bad boy?
Are you a naughty little boy?
You guys are all naughty boys.
I quit.
What makes somebody a bad boy was my question.
You're not following the rules.
They're not.
You don't care.
They don't.
Which rules are you breaking, though?
Depends.
One's school.
On the bad
boy. All the laws.
They're people who
care about the police.
They're people who live their life not confined by the boundaries that most people, whether it's like, just kind of manners and just the normal way that good, well-behaved kids behave, or it might be a little bit more than that. They might be into something. You know, drinking underage or smoking or whatever it might be.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Smoking in the boys' room.
You're a bad boy.
Now it's drooling in the boys'
room.
Have
you thought about this for a week? Good night.
Kind of.
You just want to be a bad boy.
Yeah,
because you
want to
be a
bad boy.
You want to be wanted by a good girl because you're a bad boy, and you are wanted by a good girl, but not because of that.
I don't want the girl part. I just want to go smoke in the junior high bathroom.
Oh, I was going to tell you that. I was about to say, then go. But then you have to
like,
say,
wait a minute.
Junior high. Go smoke in KMOX's bathroom.
I think one of the 97 Wonders is in our bathroom smoking. Is he vaping? No, he's straight up smoking.
He's got them cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
He's wearing a
Is there anything else you want to know about girls and bad boys?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
All right, Brad.
So... Why is it that it seems like the...
If this is about bad boys.
No.
Okay.
This is about...
It's coming from a bad boy.
This is,
really
this
bad
This is about
boys.
Girls' interactions with other girls. Why are they the biggest critics of other women?
Because they're insecure.
Okay.
They're bad girls. They're being bad. Naughty girls.
It's like every time... Every time I see a comment about the way somebody looks or something like that, especially like media personalities, it's always coming from another girl. Don't wear this after
You've
Labor
never
Day.
Seen men criticize media personality females? Because I could show you a few. For the way
it's
they
never
look.
Happened in world history. Yeah. Not once.
It's just those bitchy women.
We just
women.
Walk around looking at TV and high-fiving each other.
See dudes.
Dudes, you guys see the TV today?
We're bad boys.
Did you see the girls on there? There were girls
if
on the TV.
If you ever go look at any of the comments on some like Fox News personalities on X, and you'll see the things, a huge portion of the comments will just end up being about their looks. And they're usually men, and they're usually men who are spending time criticizing the way they look. And I mean, sometimes these men... have profile pictures. There's no way to verify that that's who they actually are. Sometimes it's like Voltron or something. And you're just like, so you're telling me if I'm not going to pick out a person's name because I think they're all beautiful, they were in a situation and available. If they showed interest in you, you'd be like, oh, you're too fat to
you'd
be talking
like,
to me.
Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saving myself for someone a little more beautiful.
Exactly. No, women do it.
Gorgeous enough.
Women do it because they're insecure or because they've been around those women who have treated other women that way, and it's just turnabout's fair play.
You know what's interesting? I saw a few years ago a study on sight lines on television screens, and probably all screens, that they would put, they would track men's eyeballs where they went on a screen when a woman and a man were on a screen.
Uh-oh. Don't like that.
Of course, uh-oh. You know where it's going. You know where that's going. But here's the crazy
straight
thing.
Straight into that man's eyes.
That's right.
Because he was a bad boy.
Because he was a bad boy. And they were like, I want to be a bad boy
you
too.
You can see it in his eyes.
Teach me your ways. I don't know, just do bad stuff.
Wow, that guy's doing wheelies.
In his heelies.
He's a bad boy.
What are we talking
about?
He's going to
go off a rim.
Is there an end to the story?
Yeah.
He said,
hold on, let me think about the end real quick.
Said, yeah.
So the guys are exactly the way that you expect. They tracked the girls' sight lines, and it was the exact same as the guys.
If a guy was watching a woman or a particular...
Yeah, man and woman on screen.
They watch
the
women.
Man watched the woman,
yeah,
of course.
Of course.
Women all watch the woman, too. Same thing.
So, I think it's... You see women marrying people who are not necessarily in their league from a physical standpoint more often than you see men. How I'm trying not to be rude about this.
Describe league.
Yeah, who's not marrying who?
You see less attractive men with more attractive women way more often than you see very attractive men with less attractive women. Men are visual. And women want intellect. They want humor. Little bad boy.
Want a little bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
You want somebody with inverted shorts.
I think that's a weird boy.
3-inch inseams.
Anyway, is there any more that you need to know about this? You just wanted to know why women are awful?
Mean to one another.
Mean? So yeah. Mean. They're, for the most part, insecure. It goes with the territory. And if they're not insecure, we know what they call them.
Perhaps you guys have discussed this when I haven't been in here for this segment, but I know we've had a lot of, you know, girls' bathroom talk.
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
do girls all go to the bathroom together? Why is that a thing? Have we talked about this?
We halfway
not
addressed
really.
It, but okay. I don't think we asked mm-mm. directly this question.
I was going to say, did I give an answer to it? I don't think we have.
Mm-mm. I don't think we asked it specifically.
Well, first, before I go, Ryan, why do girls go to the bathroom together?
I think they do each other's hair and do pillow fights in there. There's pillows in there.
Where do they get the pillows from?
Okay,
there's a couch in the girls' bathroom.
I've asked about this, though.
Okay.
B, for Brad, why do girls go to the bathroom together?
Talk about whatever situation is going on at that moment. Like, they're going to go in there, it's like, we have to talk about what's going on.
We
got to
talk about this pillow fight.
Ethan, why do you think women go to the bathroom together?
To gossip. To gossip. It's
Would giggling fall into that category?
It kind of depends, I think, on...
Are you 15?
I think it depends on where they are.
Yeah.
But, like, there's always something to talk about, and there's always someone to get away from to talk about.
If let's say the women on the show minus Ethan and his Ethan's wife, not the
women on the show minus Ethan.
Ethan.
I'm talking about your wives, but I'm taking yours out because she's a different generation than If we all went out and Mrs. Wiggins and Mrs. Range and Mrs. Fry went to the bathroom together, you think we're giggling, having pillow fights, and gossiping about
Ryan,
you?
Ryan's like such a bad
putting
boy.
Putting on your makeup again. Touching up a little bit, whatever's gone wrong throughout the evening over the last hour.
Whatever's gone wrong.
And then just sort of like, did you see what Brad said about his asparagus?
I think that it's possible that at 24, I don't know how many of your peers are married, less than half.
Less than half, probably.
I would assume. So there's probably, if you're going as a group of single girls or people who are dating or on dates or something or not fully committed, that is a whole different situation. That probably is, you probably do have to pee and you probably are talking about the situation. I think if it were Mrs. Wiggins, Mrs. Range, and myself, we would just be like, well, I'm going to go. You want to go with me? You just have the company.
I would want to do the opposite of that. I would not want to go to the bathroom.
That's the one place I wouldn't want company.
Brad would be like, Brad, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'll wait.
Yeah, give me a couple minutes and then you can go in there.
I got to go to the bathroom. Ryan, you want to come in?
You'll know that was me.
I guess we're different.
This is a very different message if guys ask each other to go to the bathroom together. Come on, boys. Potty time.
Yeah, you're listening to the Best of the Andy Fry Show. This is Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range with you. We are live. We are playing the best, or the least supposedly funniest segments of the year.
Supposedly.
I thought after listening to the first one, I'm like, doggone it. That one was probably not one of the best ones. The one about surviving alien attacks. It was funny, but I don't know if it was one of the best ones of the year. Gary Vood deserves to be there.
Well, that's Andy Fry Show lore.
It is now, for sure. And so that was cool. I thought that X's and Y's was really funny. So, we're trying our best. I don't know if it's the best of. That's the thing, is that when you listen to it, you go, oh, yeah, that is a really funny segment. But is it literally one of the best of the entire year? It's hard to narrow that down.
There's so many segments in a year.
There are so many. And some of them will be 5 minutes of it was really funny.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to a different topic. So it's really hard to find ones that are fully the best of the best, self-contained. So we're doing our best here. We got a couple up coming up next in the next hour. I'll give you the titles. Pheromones and Funerals is one of them. And I think that one was one of the better ones. That's where I think the Johnny Donkins lore.
Might have been.
That's ongoing jokes that you'll hear even throughout the next year probably.
It's got its own poster.
It does. It's got its own poster. It's at my house. The Annie, Are You Okay segments are always really funny, and so we picked one of the best of those in the next hour. And then we did one where I think the way it went was we talked about the state of the show in the first hour, and then we came back in the second and said, okay, you have to go create a state of the show, State of the Union speech, basically. And so I came back and did that. And so that one is in there, too. But for the time being, I mean, just a couple of little news items. I asked Brad before the show what he thought. We, you know, kicked around doing a poll about this, but we thought, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so many topics you could go to. It's hard to narrow them down. But Brad, what do you think is going to be predictive the biggest news story topic-wise of 2026?
Topic-wise, man, that's hard to say because the topics and the news cycle move so quickly.
Well, we tried to narrow it down to, I think, the economy, prosecutions / fraud, and then we came up with a couple others that were kind of like, yes, maybe. Is it going to be Democrats' year? There's so many ways to approach that.
I really think it's going to be the economy because ultimately at the end of the day, it's a midterm. It's an election year. And that's what's going to win or lose the midterms for the Republicans. You know, I know we talked a lot about redistricting this past year.
Mm-hmm.
That will work in either mitigating or helping increase the lead. But it's not going to be the singular thing that changes that. It's really going to come down to, is it going to be the economy? Will the economy take off like it did in his first term, or will it kind of still be scuffling and recovering from Biden's term?
Tell you what, it's weird to watch that the polling itself, and this of course always depends on the pollster, but as I watch a lot of polls and numbers, I always say polls, but it's really more data. It's really remarkable right now where Trump's at.
Mm-hmm.
He's higher in his approval rating than he was in his first term at this time, or really most presidents are at this time in their second term. He's doing historically better against himself and all others, but the special elections have really gone the way of Democrats so far.
Yeah.
So in polling, he's actually doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But the question going into the midterms next year, which is of course going to be a huge topic here on 97.1 and everywhere else, is, will Republicans show up? Because that's the big difference right now, is that, and this is a special election, so it may not be the same, but Republicans are not showing up for special elections in the same way that Democrats are, which means right now Democrats are more motivated. So will that translate to midterms? Midterms, obviously, a lot bigger election, so a lot more people show up, and Trump's name not quite on the ballot, but he'll be out there. How does that play out?
Yeah.
I don't know. One person said here, Chris said, 2020 election fraud, he thinks, is going to be the biggest story of 2026. I agree. I don't know if it's 2020 election fraud, but I do believe that the greater banner of fraud, you know, with all the things we're talking about with Minnesota, and they're looking into other states now, and Trump is slowly tweeting out things about the machines, that I think that's going to be a big breaking story sometime in 26. I don't know exactly when.
If they pick it up.
If Trump decides to talk about it in the media, because right now he's just tweeting it. He's not saying it, but I think he's waiting. Anyway, that's what we're looking forward to 26, and we got a great hour coming up next of the best ofs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.